From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The Obama administration is now saying a cash payment of $400 million to Iran was used as leverage to ensure the release of a group of American prisoners being held there. Earlier this month, President Barack Obama denied that the payments to Iran on the same day as the hostage release was some nefarious deal, pointing out that the transfer was announced earlier as part of the U.S. nuclear deal with Tehran. On Thursday, State Department spokesman John Kirby said that it would have been irresponsible not to try to maintain maximum leverage.
With concerns that Iran may renege on the prisoner release, given unnecessary delays regarding persons in Iran who could not be located, as well as, to be quite honest, mutual mistrust between Iran and the United States, we of course sought to retain maximum leverage until after American citizens were released. That was our top priority. If you're asking me, was there a connection in that regard at the end game? I'm not going to deny that.
Critics, especially those who oppose the Iran nuclear deal, have termed it a ransom payment. Republican lawmakers say the payment undermines the longstanding U.S. opposition to ransom payments. For the first time, the United Nations is admitting its peacekeeping troops played a significant role in the spread of cholera in Haiti in 2010, which has killed nearly 10,000 people. The United Nations is now promising to take new action within the next 2 months to respond to the cholera crisis in the Caribbean nation. The UN announcement Thursday comes 10 days after completion of a confidential report that it said sharply criticized UN involvement in that crisis. This is VOA News. Myanmar's leader, State Councilor Aung San Suu Kyi, met with Chinese President Xi Jinping on Friday to discuss the future of relations between the two countries. Xi said he hoped that the five-day visit would strengthen the relationship between the two countries, which has suffered as Myanmar pushes more dramatic, reforms and stalls Chinese-funded projects in the country. Aung San Suu Kyi's visit to the Chinese capital is her first major diplomatic mission since her National League for Democracy Party won a historic landslide election last year that finally brought an end to five decades of tight-fisted military rule. On Thursday, the UN envoy for Syria, Stephane de Mistura, has expressed frustration at the continuing violence preventing the delivery of humanitarian aid to those in need of help.
Not one single convoy in 1 month has reached any of the humanitarian besieged areas. Not one single convoy. And why? Because one thing, fighting.
The conflict in Syria has raged more than 5 years, with the United Nations estimating more than 400,000 deaths and 13.5 million people in need of aid. A week after deadly bombings in southern Thailand's prime tourist locations left more than 30 people dead and wounded, the tourism industry hopes for a quick rebound. But analysts say any further attacks may have a deeper impact on an industry considered a cornerstone of the Thai economy. Economists at the University of Thailand's Chamber of Commerce say the attacks in several southern provinces relying on tourism may have led up to 365,000 fewer visitors and revenue losses of $170 million. American swimmer James Fagan has agreed to pay a charity in Brazil $11,000 to settle his part of a robbery scandal at the Rio Games, allowing him to return to the U.S. Three other American swimmers involved in the false robbery report are already back in the United States. Brazilian police had said they were considering charging the swimmers with vandalism and giving false statement or testimony after the swimmers admitted they had made up the story about being robbed at gunpoint. And staying with the Olympics, Jamaican runner Usain Bolt has sprinted to another Olympic gold medal, winning the 200-meter race. Bolt has now won three straight Olympic golds in both the 200 and 100-meter sprints. In other events Thursday, American Ashton Eaton successfully defended his Olympic decathlon title, finishing ahead Frenchman Kevin Mayer. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington. For more news, join us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.